Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Master Teacher 33, and today is Tuesday, April the 14th of 2015, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, we are continuing with part two. Probably be able to wrap it up today, as you know. This is just an introduction to one of the books that I'm offering. Again, we have a 10-set book for 2015. All 10 books, each book is $100. Books are an average length of about 300 to 400 pages. Each book deals with a piece of the esoteric puzzle that I believe is going to transform the universe, meaning it's going to uncover all of the hidden doctrine. We've talked about these books before. All of these books are cookie blowers, especially this book, Christos Sophia. Now, one of the books that's also offered is the difference between the Christos and the Christos. It's called the Twin Flames or the Dual Christ. There's a Constantine Christ, and then there's a pre-Constantine Christ. You need to understand the difference. One of the books also that's included is this book, Luciferin Ether. You must understand that there is a Luciferin Ether. That's different from the aether, A-E-T-H-E-R, the air that we breathe. We need to understand. One of the books is called Technocrat. It is the new Democrat, if you will. It is the new Republican. It is the new technology. So this marriage between technology and words are the logos that brings about or ushering in the new age through medicine. So words, technology, and pharmakeia. Pharmakeia is a Greek word that gives us the English word pharmacy. In the book of Revelations, it says that the great men of renown will take over the world through pharmakeia. In the Bible, it says sorcery. So anytime you see the word sorcery in the Bible, it talks about medicine. Medicine was introduced to us through one of the Nephilim, the fallen angels. That's where, again, the cutting of the root that it talks about in the book of Enoch. So today we need to understand what has been done to us. Why is humanity in this position? Hopefully you listened to my show I did yesterday. I pray to God you listened to the show that I did yesterday on the etymology of the cosmology. If you did not listen to that show that I did yesterday afternoon at 5:30, brothers and sisters, now again, that's another book, the etymology of the cosmology. Now, I'm trying to put as much information in print as possible. So when the internet goes down, you'll have it and you can refer to it. Because right now, this stuff is available. I was just talking to my daughter and I was explaining to her that you can go to Google right now and type in that word sentinel that I talked about on yesterday's show. You can go to Google right now and type in the word Christos and type in the word Christos and understand what I'm talking about. Now, a lot of the stuff that's inside of the books that I'm writing is not available on the Internet. One of the things that's not available on the Internet is the books that's underneath the Vatican. One of those books is the sex magic that was found inside the Bible as a result of King James. Now, I don't know King James. Brothers and sisters, I have no allegiance to no form, to nobody. I am a free spirit. I have one God, truth. Not a truth, the truth. That's what makes me different. What you are getting on this show is not a truth. The etymology of the universe. Do you understand? King James gave us his version, his understanding, after he read the ancient text. King James was a flaming homosexual. King James killed his own mother. King James hated women. Everything inside of the King James Bible is anti-feminine. Everything inside the King James Bible is pro-pedophilia. Everything inside the King James Bible is pro-peasant king. He's a king. You're a peasant. He wants to make sure that you stay a peasant. My job is to make sure that you understand that you ain't no peasant. You're a king. You're a queen. You're a royal priest. Now, King James wasn't stupid. He put some truth in there. And then Constantine was even smarter because the Bible says that the devil transformed himself into an angel of light, and he's transformed his demons into ministers of righteousness. Now, I've got a few emails from yesterday when I said that the word Lucifer in the Latin means Jesus. Now, hopefully you got the Latin Vulgate and you looked it up for yourself. In the original language, the Latin word light bringer has been equated by Constantine, King Jimmy, and his crew to equate to Satan and the devil, despite the fact that the word Lucifer only appears in the Latin Vulgate. It appears in no other ancient text in the entire of history. The Latin Vulgate is the most recent of the ancient texts. Why come we don't use the Codex Gigas? Why come we don't use the Sumerian text? Why come we don't use Gilgamesh? Why come we don't use the Textus Receptus? Why come we don't use the Septuagint to translate the Bible? Why do we use Latin? Latinization is Satanization. The Latin Vulgate has a reference to Jesus. Most people in the U.S. don't read Latin. I don't. Do you read Latin? Therefore, we are unaware that the meaning of Satan has been changed. Satan, the word Satan comes from an Aramaic word that simply means adversary or opponent. That's exactly what it says in Mark 8:33 when Jesus refers to Peter. Now, the word Peter means male penis. You want to blow your cookies? Read the Bible again, where the cock crowed three times. Jesus' resurrection is his erection. That's why there's male phallic symbols on top of every church. It's called a steeple. Go to Washington, D.C., the Washington Monument. What you looking at, homie? What are you looking at? You're looking at the male penis. Now go back from the Washington Monument. You see the water around the monument look just like a womb or a vagina. It's sexton. It's sex magic. You got a sex book. English is a sex language. We are speaking sex. I'm doing sex magic right now. It's called Grammoria Grammar 2. I got a 400-page book that explains it. But I can't tell that to the average churchgoer. That's why they don't listen to my show. If you are an average churchgoer, you getting ready to disconnect. Why? I'm violating your sacred cows. I ain't got no sacred cows, homeboy. I don't got no sacred cows. I pray for truth. I don't give a rip where it comes from. If the devil is God, then I'm going to serve the devil. If he ain't, I ain't serving him. In fact, if there ain't no God, then I'm going to do exactly what the Bible says and go within. The kingdom of God is within. In the book of Thomas, it says, whatever you look for precedes you into the kingdom. So if you look for God in the stars go to heaven before you do. You might want to read the Gospel of Thomas. Why? It's a cookie blower. It'll destroy every theology you got. You see, the Cosmogrator, he's a program God. He's a sentinel God. Now, the cosmology or the cosmos, again, is how sentinel beings come into existence. But in order for a sentinel, sensory-based being, they got to get rid of the feminine expression. That's why every ancient text is only written in consonants, in no vowels. So Pistis Sophia is removed. You will find no reference in no Bible about, what about the Gospel of Mary? You ever read that book? Where it talks about when Jesus kissed Mary on the lips? Why can't they got that in the Bible? Sophia is the name given to the archetype. It represents an archetype. It is a feminine aspect of the divine that is hidden from Christianity. All the other religions got it, but except for Christianity. Why? Constantine, Vespasian, Titus, King Jimmy, they didn't like women. There's no feminine energy inside of the Bible. It's gone. It has been repressed. The feminine energy is just now starting to be reintroduced and resurfaced inside the Helios Biblios. But when you go up against these Reverend Dr. Bishops and they tell you women you got to cover your head, sit in the back of the church, and don't say shiznit, they're going to show you a book that says that. You need to make sure that you go to a pre-1611 book and show them. We might want to reread the book of Proverbs where it refers to wisdom. In fact, you might want to understand this one word, Barbello. Then you want to blow your cookies, you want to read the book Pistis Sophia. Why? Those books were written 5,000 years before the Bible ever showed up. And so we don't understand, brothers and sisters, that you are in a predicament because you have been codified by Christian doctrine. Trust me, I know. I was a reverend. I used to walk around with a collar, drive around with a car with Jesus Saves on, telling people that they was going to hell. Why? I had a lot of knowledge, but no wisdom. Christos means knowledge. Again, wisdom, Sophia means wisdom. You need both. But if you just get knowledge plus wisdom, or knowledge without the wisdom equals duplication of your existing reality. Knowledge without wisdom equals duplication of your existing ignorance. Knowledge without wisdom equals a duplication of your existing ignorance. Knowledge plus wisdom is knowledge. Again, Christ is knowledge. Sophia is wisdom. When you got knowledge and you apply wisdom, you get what Proverbs call understanding, what I call transformation. So the Cosmogrator knew that. So he made sure that he removed the divine feminine. And so there is no divine masculine and femininity. All we got is Christos. And Christos replaced Christos. So inside of my book, I break down which one you need. One is the real God. The other one is the fake. That's why Yahushua is called the twin flames. Now, some people have the triple flame. That's some New Age stuff, but it got some truth to it. When you discover, brothers and sisters, now, it actually is common sense. Because if you got the letter of the law and you don't have the spirit of the law, you got egoism. Every man that I know lives in the left brain. That's why men, we got egos. We got reason and logic. We got no love and compassion. Why we left brain? We don't have right brain thinking. Women have right brain thinking. Men have left brain thinking. We need to combine the two so that we can get Christos Sophia thinking. Now, the problem with this, brothers and sisters, is everything that I'm telling you is common knowledge everywhere except in the West. Now, hopefully you've already listened to my show that I did on Eastern mysticism versus Western religion. And so Christ Sophia restores the divine femininity inside of Christianity. That's what's missing. Sophia is the key to unlocking your spiritual understanding. Now, brothers and sisters, again, if you go back and listen to what I the show that I did 5 years ago, all I did was give you definitions in the Greek that damned women. And I read some text that says women are the devil incarnate. Women are evil. Women, women, women. All problems. If we get rid of all the women, the world would be a better place. Really? Go to a prison, an all-male prison. See how much love you find in there. Do you know what goes on when men get together and there's no women? I don't know if you've experienced it. But if you haven't, if you think that you don't need Sophia, go to a supermax prison. People tell me all the time, Brother Will, why you always be talking about prison? I met the devil in prison. We used to talk face to face. He was inside a lot of fools in prison. And they look you in the eye the same way a lion. You ever go to the zoo and look a lion in the eye? Next time you go to the zoo, and now these are dumbed down. Lions are the most ruthless animals on the planet. You know, a lion would come into a crowd and the babies are not his. The lion kills so that way he can mate with the females. You know, male lions don't hunt the pride. The lioness do all the work. Male lions don't do jack. Take women off the planet. See how far a male-only planet gets. We won't last a week. Women are the backbone of every organization on the planet. But yet women get no love. They get no respect. Look how women are treated right now in third world countries. Look how women are treated right now in this country. The devil knows this. The devil is not stupid. He has removed Sophia off the planet. And religion, why doesn't your Reverend Dr. Bishop see this? I know why. He's in his left brain, just like I was. Men, when you go from left brain to right brain thinking, your whole life changed. All of a sudden now, you can't treat people like trash. All of a sudden now, all this macho ego bullshit that's going on is gone. Now you have the call of Sophia. The holy call of Sophia. Brothers and sisters, the Lord created. But that word Elohim, I taught in error for many years because it's a plurality, plural. And I believe that I was taught, as it says in the text, because all I had was Hebrew, which is a Luciferian language because it's all consonants. There is no wisdom in Hebrew. That's why we got the Kabbalah, which is all male. That's why I got all of these steps. You got rules. You got order. You got structure. But you ain't got no love. Sophia is like the wind. It's love. It comes and goes. All of the ancient text is written by men for men to subjugate and depress women. Once you get to the place where you understand the great mother, Gaia, you get into the goddess archetypals, the psyche of human beings change. It's the craziest thing that's in sliced bread. But Judeo-Christian is devoid of Sophia. So we have to return this knowledge, which is the Ruach or the spirit. Meaning, in order to truly, 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 truly understand it, I love what it says in Job 28:12. But where shall you find Sophia? Where shall she be found? Now remember, the Greek word for wisdom means Sophia. So where can I find Sophia, which again means wisdom? In Job 28, it says, man does not know the way. It is hid from his eyes all of his life. Let me say that again. Men, we don't know the way. Women do. Now, that's contrary to any kind of theology I've seen on any planet. You want to further blow your cookies? Now, again, brothers and sisters, you have to think in the spirit, not in the flesh. Flesh, left brain. Spirit, right brain. That's why men are so fleshly. That's why men in prison will violate other men. I've seen stuff in the prison system that I didn't think humanity was capable of even thinking. That only happens in male prisons. Proverbs 8:1. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1. Does not Sophia call? Does not your understanding raise your voice? To you, O men, I call. And I cry. My cry is to the sons of men. You see, my brothers and sisters, Sophia is crying to men that men would embrace the femininity, the love and compassion. Because there is no love and there is no compassion in the world today because of the absence of Sophia. Ecclesiastes 24:34 says, truly my heart and my soul search for Sophia, as not and has not been for myself alone, but for all of the seekers of Sophia. It is the spirit, brothers, and the spirit, sisters, because now we got women that don't want to be women. They think it's better to be men. My heart breaks because I was once one of those men that didn't value the love and the support of women because I was young, dumb, and stupid. It's so important, brothers and sisters, that we must have the presence of Christ and Sophia because that's where freedom is. You can't separate the two. Sophia transcends time, space, and matter. When you understand the true teachings, it's impossible to hate. Love is the only thing that transcends time, space, and matter. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love. I don't know why I'm crying, man. But my heart breaks today because there is no love in the church where it should be. People are being hurt. People are being hurt. Lives have been destroyed. I talk to people every day, and they are wounded by the church. They go into the church, they find God, and they find the devil disguised as God. Christos Sophia is the only thing that transforms time. It is the only thing that puts love and compassion in your heart. So in order to understand this statement, in order to truly, truly understand what I'm saying, Christ and Sophia must be one. It is the Christos Sophia that must be taught, not Christ, not Sophia. You need both. See, in the original text, Sophia appeared in Judaism as an attribute of God. It was always God's wisdom. But over time, the goddess, the feminine expression, love and compassion, how do you have a book about love and there is no love in it? Love is only expressed in vowels. Let me say that again. You want to know how much love you have? Take your name. How many vowels are in your name? Now, I do this for a living. So I meet somebody, you know what? The first thing I do is I write out their name. I ask, hey, what's your name? How many vowels is in your name? That lets me know if I'm dealing with an egotistical maniac or I'm dealing with somebody that's reachable. If you ain't got no vowels in your name, that just means that it's a little bit difficult for you to understand what I'm saying today. The Logos, devoid of the feminine expression, is entirely masculine. Egotistical maniacs. I used to be one. Not talking about something I read of a book. It's important, brothers and sisters, because what we have that was given to us, we got King James. He was a flaming homosexual. He killed his own mother. King James abused women. He slept with men, along with all of the Greeks. You know, that Plato, Socrates, those guys got together. You know what they did in the temple? They violated little boys. Right now, in some Middle East countries, they only engage with women when they want to have children. Other than that, they just hang out with men. That's Hebrew. And I got people walking around, they proud. They want to be a Hebrew. Don't sign me up for that. I'm not interested in Judaism. I'm not interested in Christianity. I'm not interested in Hebrew. I'm not interested in none of the stuff that's inside of the Old Testament. Because it's devoid. That's what Jesus said. All who came before me are thieves and robbers. They stole something. What did they steal? Sophia. Sophia, my brothers, is described inside of the Bible primarily as a co-creator with God. Now, I'm going to read a couple of scriptures, and we're going to call this a wrap for a deeper study. Again, we're just scratching the surface. This study is so important. I wanted to do this 10, 12-hour series, but my daughter dropped a nugget in my lap this morning that, you know, which I already knew, but it just blew my mind on a whole other level. That's why I like talking to my children, because out of the mouth of babes, the word be established. So my oldest daughter started telling me, Dad, I've learned in my dance company, you know, she has her own dance company. She was telling me that because she lives in a very affluent neighborhood up in near Dallas and Plano, and she's providing dance, and she said with very affluent people, if you charge them, if you have cheap prices, they treat you like you are a cheap person. Man, I wrote that down and I posted it on Facebook. Let me say that again. If you charge cheap, people treat you like you cheap. Man, that will preach. People associate, unfortunately, value with cost. That's masculine. That's the world that we live in. Proverbs 8:22. Very, very important, my brothers and sisters, as we bring this message to a close. Again, everybody in the chat room, I'm going to go over the 30 minutes just a little bit. So if you want to continue to listen without interruption, if you are in the chat room, please call 424-243-9614 or go to www.spreaker, like the word speaker, but add an R, spreaker.com/masterteacher33. Spreaker.com/masterteacher33. Proverbs 8:22. Do apologize for getting emotional, but, man, this is a tough subject for me. Because I've been on both sides. I was born a very sensitive person. And I got it beat out of me. And then I had a son. My oldest son. Oh, man. You know, my oldest son. The thing that was done to me by my father, I did to my son. And out of all my children, my son loves me the most. Because what I saw in my son was a reflection of me. So every morning I woke up and I would see my son. And he was sensitive. He was kind. He was loving. He was a free spirit. And that ego, that logos, that masculine in me, wanted to stuff that out because it represented. It showed me my flaws. That's why logos without wisdom is so dangerous. Masculinity without femininity is dangerous. It destroys. Proverbs 8:22 says, "The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old." In fact, let's go back. Let's go back to 21. "To endow those who love me with wealth, that I may fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old. From establishing, I was established from the beginning, from the earliest times of the earth." This is wisdom talking. This is Sophia talking. And Sophia is expressing how she got established. From the beginning, from the earliest times of the earth. Proverbs 24 says, "When there were no depths, I brought forth. When there was no springs abounding with water." Proverbs 8:25. "Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I brought forth." 26. "While he has not yet made the earth or the fields, nor the dust of the fields." Proverbs 8:27. "When he established the heavens, I was there. When he inscribed the kirka, the circle, the church on the face of the deep." Proverbs 8:28. "When he made firm the skies above, when the springs of the deep became fixed." 29. "When he set the sea and its boundaries so that the water would not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the, then I was beside him as his master workman, his helpmate, his wife. I was beside him as his master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the world, his world, and having my delight in the sons of men." This is what I call, or what the Proverbs 8 is called, the excellence of wisdom. This is the excellence of Sophia. What is that excellence? She was the co-creator with the creator. Proverbs, that was Proverbs 8:22-30. Proverbs 3. Let's look at Proverbs 3:19 really quickly. We're just about out of time, but I want to drop this nugget in you guys' lap. Again, inside of this book, Pistis Sophia, the book Christos Sophia, I go into a much more deeper level of understanding so that you can understand the importance of not only having the word of God, you need the spirit of God, because that's the wisdom of God. Proverbs 3:18 says, "She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her." Notice, wisdom is always referred to as a feminine expression. She is the tree of life. Let me say that again. Because there was a tree in the garden, nobody ate from that tree. Remember, in the garden, Adam and Eve ate from the tree of knowledge. What is knowledge? Logos. What is logos? Masculinity. We got that already. That's what Adam and Eve had. But they didn't eat from the tree of life, which represents Yahushua. Yahushua is the feminine expression on the earth. Wisdom. We did not eat from the tree of life. What did Yahushua come for, brothers? I cannot find nowhere in the scriptures where Jesus Christ came that you may have knowledge. If someone can find that, please email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. I can't find it in no ancient text, in the Bible, nowhere. I cannot find where Jesus Christ, where Yahushua came that you may have knowledge. I find he came that you may have life. Life represents Sophia. Sophia represents women. Women represents the feminine. Love and compassion. There is no love and compassion, because it was removed. So Proverbs 3:18 says, "She is the tree of life to those who take hold of her." and happy are all who hold her fast. Proverbs 3:19, the Lord by wisdom founded the earth. How was it founded, brothers? How was it founded, sisters? By knowledge. The Lord by wisdom, by Sophia, founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the deeps were broken up and the skies dripped with dew. The Lord by wisdom established, founded the earth. By knowledge, by the Logos, he established the heavens. So heaven and earth, it is this coming together of the Logos and Sophia. Without this understanding, we don't have her. Who is her? The tree of life. Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly. It is the manifestations of her, wisdom, Sophia, that has the ability to remove this patriarchal system instead of a male-dominated system. My brothers and my sisters, this study is a lot deeper. As you can tell, this is a study that's really, really close to my heart. Because all these years, if you go back and listen to my shows I did 5 years ago, you see a lot of Logos. But you don't see a lot of wisdom. I have lived my life with all zeal and no knowledge. I've been running 100 miles an hour with Logos. Christ is the Logos. But it has the potential to have disastrous consequences if Sophia is lost. We need wisdom so that way we can know how to apply the word. It is the understanding that we need the balance between the Logos and the wisdom. We need to understand that the Logos and the wisdom are inseparable. The two are one. And it is this concept of Christ and Sophia that we have to embrace if we want to basically get out of this prism or this prison. We live in a PRISM, a prism that is the emitting of the Logos, the word. The enemy interjected himself into the word and he removed wisdom. That's why W-O-R-D is W-O-R-L-D. The L is the Lord. That's why in all through the Bible, you see the word Lord in all capital letters. Why? According to IRS.gov website, when you see a word in all caps, it represents a fictitious person. So you have a fictitious God that has manipulated the word to create a world of separation. What is the result? The fall from grace, the fall from wisdom, the fall from Sophia. We fail, my brothers and sisters, into a world that is separated. Now we need to reconnect with love and compassion because we got the ego, we got reason and logic, but we need love and compassion. Everybody on the planet has what they call a soulmate because we live in a world of dualities, masculine and feminine. We must combine this masculine and femininity into one so that where there is no separation, there is no up, down, left, right, happy, fat, happy, sad, fat, skinny, light, dark, good, evil. But as it says in Ephesians chapter 2, that the twain, the two that are far off, the Logos and wisdom, will come together to create one new man. We don't know what we shall be, but we shall be like him. Ephesians chapter 2. Again, I break this down in the book. When Pistis, Sophia, come together with the real Christos, the true Christ, before Constantine, not this watered-down, non-militarized Christ that we got today, but the true, true Christos, when you combine those two, you create Ephesians 2, the one new man that it talks about also in Hebrews 6:1. My brothers and my sisters, again, I want to thank everybody for joining me on today's show. I do apologize for Man, it's just I'm just thankful that I'm not in the place I used to be. So now reason and logic has a governor called the Ruach or the Pneuma, some call wisdom, some call Sophia. Without this governor, men run amok. We got good intentions, but we always produce bad results. Why? We don't got no love and compassion. Now, there's a lot of women who got that same issue, too. It's not gender. It's not, you know, it's not has to do with genitalia. This has to do with a disposition, a mindset. Make sure that your mindset is Christos Sophia, the Logos plus the Word. You got reason and logic and love and compassion. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers. Again, join me this afternoon at 5:30 on my sister's channel, which is 347-202-0844, 347-202-0844. As I continue with the etymology of the cosmology, it goes hand in hand with this study to understand how you are a sentence being. So if you're writing a sentence that is only have the Logos in it, and your sentence has no Sophia in it, you are going to be a being that only expresses your masculinity and not your femininity. You need to make sure that you got vowels and consonants inside of your sentence. Very important. We break that down later this afternoon. My brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. Because the son always comes in the name of the father. And may the Ruach, Sophia, wisdom, May the Kodesh, continue to lead you and guide you, because it will never ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Produced by Cornbit.
Soda with Jehovah, that's for sure though. If you didn't know by now, by the end you gonna know though.